House Transportation Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. We are not in the Barnes Committee Room, Room 124. We are actually in Room 106 of the Alaska State Capitol Building. Let the record reflect that the time is 1:03 p.m. Today we have present Representative McKay, Representative Vance, Representative Sumner, Representative Stutes, and myself, Chair McCabe. The staff assisting us today are Recording Secretary Sophia Tenney, Moderator Kelsey Riker, and my committee aide, Buddy Witt. Thank you all for your service today. I appreciate it. We have one item of business today. The committee will continue consideration of House Bill 128. Last Thursday, version U of the bill was adopted as the committee's working document. Since then, we have asked for feedback from the Department of Environmental Conservation and stakeholders. Late yesterday, we confirmed with the administration that the statutory changes in the bill are satisfactory and are not opposed, and they are not opposed to the bill. We have representatives of the department and stakeholder groups to answer committee members' questions. And I'd like to ask Crystal Koneman, legislative liaison for the Department of Environmental Conservation, to come forward. Please place your name on the record, and if you could give the committee the department's position on the CS for HB 128, and if you would also walk the committee through the revised fiscal note, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Crystal Koneman, legislative liaison for the Department of Environmental Conservation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and your staff for the time to work through some of the issues that we had. We will continue as this bill moves forward to ensure that there are no unintended consequences legal ramifications by putting substantive law into the definition section. But we also understand that there is a need to ensure that there is a safe, timely method of transportation for fuel to be delivered to Western Alaska. And we understand that. And so we want to make sure that we're not negatively impacting an area of our state. With that, the revised fiscal note that you have in front of you, it is in draft form still until the bill moves from committee, but wanted to ensure that members of the committee were had that in front of them for today's committee hearing. There is zero impact to the department, as we are not changing any of the methods in which we are currently operating. There should be no regulatory costs associated with that. And Mr. Chairman, if I may read through the analysis section just to get that on the record.
Thank you.
The House Transportation Committee substitute for House Bill 128 clarifies that vessels that currently have oil spill contingency plans, as required by current statute, do not need to also comply with oil spill requirements for land-based terminals. This language reaffirms the practical application of the statute and longstanding interpretation of the department. In order to operate in Alaska, Alaska statutes require oil terminals in certain vessels, including tank vessels and oil barges, to maintain compliance with contingency plans and proof of financial ability to respond to damage and damages approved by the department. Since these statutes were put into place in the 1980s, the department has held that a plain reading of this statute says that tank vessels and oil barges operating as oil terminal facilities fulfill the contingency planning and financial responsibility requirements with their approved tank vessel or oil barge contingency plan and proof of financial responsibility that includes proposed operations. The statutes do not require vessels conducting ship-to-ship oil transfers to have both a vessel plan and oil terminal facility plan, or, quote, double financial responsibility coverage. Again, CS for House Bill 128 Transportation reaffirms the practical application of the statute and longstanding interpretation of the department to ensure industry is able to continue providing timely, affordable, and safe delivery of fuel to communities in rural Alaska.
Thank you, Ms. Koneman. Sorry, I butchered your last name the first time.
Every time.
And I'd like to note that we've been joined by Representatives Mina and Representative Craig Johnson at 106. So are there any questions from committee members on we also have Mr. Jim Butler and Mr. Kevin O'Shea who have called in to answer any questions. Mr. Butler is the Chief Counsel for Alaska Fuel Storage and Handlers Alliance, and Kevin O'Shea is also with the Alaska Fuel Storage and Handlers Alliance. Representative Vance.
Thank you. Through the chair, Ms. Kuhneman, would you put on the record one more time, just to ease minds, that if for some reason this bill does not pass this session, the response from the department for the barges that are trying to do their job.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Representative Vance. Through the chair, again, Crystal Kuhneman, legislative liaison for the Department of Environmental Conservation. The department's position has and will remain. We do not believe that there needs to be legislation. Our operations will not change, and we are not requiring the industry to have double coverage. The practical application of that, the materials that are needed on vessels, whether or not they can even get them here in Alaska, right? We understand that, and nothing will change in our operational day-to-day activities.
Follow up. So just for clarification, we as a legislature are going to continue moving forward, but I just wanted it for the record that the administration, if I understood you correctly, plans to take no action to prevent this service from being provided.
Representative Vance, through the chair, absolutely. We have no intention of disrupting any service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions from committee members? So I guess I'm looking for the will of the committee, if you are interested, Madam Vice Chair Vance.
Mr. Chairman, I move committee substitute for House Bill 128, Work Order 33-LS0634/U as an umbrella from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
Okay, seeing and hearing no objection, the committee substitute for House Bill 128 moves from committee. That concludes today's committee hearing. Members, please stick around to complete the committee report. And seeing no other further business before the committee, we will adjourn. Please let the record reflect that the time is 1:10 p.m.